Researchers are sailing to a distant part of Antarctica so they can better understand how much and how fast seas could rise because of global warming. The area, which is where the Thwaites Glacier is located, is sometimes called the place in the world that's the hardest to get to. 32 scientists are starting a more than 2-month trip aboard an American research ship. Their goal is to study the area where the large, but melting, Thwaites Glacier faces the Amundsen Sea. The glacier, which is about the size of the American state of Florida, has gotten the nickname the Doomsday Glacier. The nickname comes from how much ice it has and how much seas could rise if it all melts, more than 65 centimeters, over hundreds of years. Because of its importance, the United States and the United Kingdom launched a $50 million mission to study Thwaites, the widest glacier in the world. Not near any of Antarctica's research stations, Thwaites is on Antarctica's western half, east of the Antarctic Peninsula. Anna Wallen of the University of Gothenburg in Sweden is on the research trip. In a discussion while aboard the research vessel Nathaniel B. Palmer, Wallen said, "Thwaites is the main reason I would say that we have so large an uncertainty in the projections of future sea level rise." She added, "The area was difficult to reach." Thwaites is putting about 50 billion tons of ice into the water a year. The British Antarctic Survey says the glacier is responsible for 4% of global sea rise. University of Colorado ice scientist Ted Skambos said from the McMurdo Land Station last month that the conditions driving Thwaites's ice loss are increasing. "No one has stepped foot before on the key ice-water meeting point at Thwaites." In 2019, Wallen was on a team that explored the area using a robotic ship, but never went on it. Wallen's team will use 2 robot ships, her own large one called Ran, which she used in 2019, and Bodie McBoatface, the drone that could go further under the area of Thwaites. The scientists will be measuring water temperature, the sea floor, and ice thickness. They will look at cracks in the ice and how the ice is structured. They will also study seals on islands off the glacier. "Thwaites looks different from other ice shelves," Wallen said. "It almost looks like a jumble of icebergs that have been pressed together. So it's increasingly clear that this is not a solid piece of ice like the other ice shelves are." I'm John Russell.